Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 1057 The Fan.
All right, Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. You heard it. News from the Nest. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Ravens Bills Sunday, 6:30. Ravens 1-point favorites on the road. Let's go through these calls like a knife through butter, or like Derrick Henry through that Buffalo front seven that started off in Cambridge with Jim. Jim, thanks for holding. What is happening?
Vinny, Bob, I hear a lot about this Bills undefeated at home, but have you realized they've only played one team at home with a winning record? That's the Chiefs.
Yep. No, I told Bob that earlier.
They played five playoff teams. Their record is 2-3. We played 10 playoff teams at 7-3.
No, I agree. That'll help Norm decide.
Yeah, I think so.
He's like a pancake over there, flip-flapping.
Yeah, and then looking at the rushing yards that Henry has since he's played since 2018 with the Titans and then the Ravens, he's averaging 93 yards a game with a peak of 199 when he played, obviously, in week four. So I'm feeling pretty good about it.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call and pointing out some pertinent things. And again, the cold weather, John Rollo texted me, and we talked about it earlier. You know, it gets cold in Baltimore.
Yes, it does.
And next week, it's going to be like 18 degrees. I mean, we've lived through this. Lamar can play through this. And, you know, I don't think the weather is going to be, unless, like you said, the wind maybe affects Bass or Tucker there.
Yeah.
Or the punters.
But, I mean, Bob, that Cleveland game, the wind sucked that day they played the Browns. It was horrible. And when I look outside, I see snow just like it's going to be in Buffalo.
Sports at 583-1057 is the number. Tim Graham from The Athletic will join us at the bottom of the hour. But getting back to the predictions, everyone that's picked Buffalo this week, and we'll find out, Tim, obviously, here soon, the Ravens have the better team, but it always goes back to the but. And evenly matched, sure. If this game was in Baltimore, the Ravens would be 4-point favorites in it. So, and I think Vic Carucci said it. It's not disrespecting the – or Steve Tasker. We're not disrespecting the Bills by them being underdogs at home. It's more of a respect for the Ravens, the odds makers, anyway.
Well, I mean, Bob, when you look at – let's look at the defense. They don't have a Matabike. They don't have a Travis Jones. They don't have a Roquan Smith. They don't have a Kyle Hamilton. They don't have a Marlon Humphrey. You know, I mean, and offensively, it's probably closer.
Right.
Yeah, it's probably closer.
Yeah, I think they're not as behind the Ravens offense. Ravens tight ends are better, but theirs are good.
Yeah,
Ravens offensive line better, but by leaps and bounds, no. Henry's a Hall of Famer. Cook's a stud.
Well, offensively, it's which quarterback and which running back plays better.
Yeah, I think it's down to Bass and Tucker. We have time for another phone call, Nolan. Let's get out to the phone. It's 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, keep it clean here on this Featured Artist Friday.
You would have to call on me. Hey, sitting here listening to you all morning, the only thing that got me hot is listening to last week's commercials. Come on, get it together, commercial guy. I don't want to hear about Denver playing in Tennessee. That's in the past. Anyway.
Oh, man. We're losing control around here.
A lot of people are mad today.
Can I go home?
Over there? I don't want to have to come out there and take somebody's job. But anyway.
And keep in mind, Joe works out on the total, Jim, so he's ripped.
That's right. And look, Those 17 turnovers, I almost threw some at the TV. But right. Watching the Terps, watching Northwestern go through their defense like crepe paper, I ran hot. And I was like, well, dang, you know what? They still got a chance to win this damn thing. 17 turnovers, and other guys looking like Barry and Bird. They out there shooting like the lights out. And I'm like, man, they still got a chance to win. But to lose it on half a 7/10 of a second, where was the defense? Well, and I'm used to Berlin.
That's the frustrating part, Joe. The Washington game and last night, they played like crap. Still should have won. Didn't, though.
But what I'm saying is, even when the offense ain't as good with talent, they were always good with defense. You don't see the defense like you used to see. And I'm like, is it the coach? Is it the players? Because one thing I like about basketball, you got to be even Steven. You got to be just as good on offense, but even better on defense. Now to the game. Nolan has said everything I thought about saying about if and nuts and candy butts or whatever. But, you know, he gave every scenario, but I still boil it down to who plays the smartest game. That's what I got to say. Who plays the smartest? Take it easy, guys.
Well, who is it?
Oh, that's the question. Oh. That's the million-dollar question.
Who do you
Whoever
think?
Plays
we're
the
asking
smartest.
You. Well, who's it going to be?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
False start. Lining up in the neutral zone. What's the other one? Illegal formation. Any of them can happen. The punt gets muffed. See, Nolan got me running hot. We're going to win. That's all I'm going to say.
There we go.
All
right.
We're going to win.
All right, Joe Woodbury. It didn't sound real confident with that.
No, he didn't.
Smitty and Henny, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, count that weekend, though, hopefully by ourselves. And then Tim Graham from The Athletic and his thoughts on this divisional round matchup, Baltimore against Buffalo. Got Vinny's keys, got more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. NFL lunch, feed you some more football at 1 o'clock. It's playoff Friday. Ravens favorite on the road at Buffalo. We're talking about it here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's Bobby Brown. It's Football Friday.
Yep.
Divisional round starts tomorrow. Two games. We'll do our picks coming up in about an hour or so. Tim Graham, Athletic, talk about the Bills and Ravens with him. But right now, and there's tons going on in sports, no doubt about it. Terps lose last night. They'll try to redeem themselves Sunday at home against Nebraska. We got the college football championship coming up on Monday, which we will talk about, and other things in between. But right now, most importantly, where's the dough by yourself?
Where's the dough, Bob? It's in our pockets today.
Oh, nice.
Yes, the Dow is up 450. The S&P's up 69. The NASDAQ is up 310. The only thing in the negative is DraftKings down 31 cents. Under Armour's up 26 cents. But otherwise, we're making a lot of money today, Bob.
Let's count that dough, Nolan.
That's right. All right, we're starting in the NFL here with Sam Darnold. His market heading into free agency, well, it took a nosedive in recent weeks. Back-to-back rough outings against the Lions in the regular season finale, then the loss to the Rams in the wildcard round. Now, it's unknown if Minnesota would even want to keep him at this point, even if it is in a backup role. But I was reading this here from longtime NFL agent Joel Corey, shared his thoughts, really listed some possibilities of what the Vikings could do with Sam Darnold, including, and hang on for this one, placing the franchise tag on him.
How much? Now,
right. Well, that'll be the big question. Not only placing the tag on him, but then potentially flipping him in a trade. He notes here back in 2008, the Patriots needed Matt Castle to take over as their starter after Tom Brady tore his ACL early in the season. He played well enough that other teams were interested. New England placed the tag on him, traded him to the Chiefs. Vinny, are you buying or selling this as a possibility for the Vikings?
I'll buy it. We did it with Champ Bailey. We couldn't afford him. We put the tag on him and traded him. So, yeah, I think that's a definite possibility. You got to have the cap room, you know, and I'm guessing that it's going to be, what, 35 mil, probably something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a possibility because it isn't a great draft for quarterbacks. So you got to find them somewhere.
Go over to the NBA, the Knicks. They had a busy offseason so far. Appears to have paid off. They're holding down a top three seed in the East. However, a recent injury for Carl Anthony Towns has complicated things. The big man has a bone chip in his sprained right thumb. This kept him out of their game on Wednesday, but it doesn't sound like he's going to have to miss significant time. He's going to try to play through it. The interesting part is that, again, we're talking about a shooting hand here, and he's enjoying right now maybe the most successful shooting season of his career, hitting nearly 45% from three. Buy or sell, Bob, Towns will be able to maintain his strong shooting even with the nagging thumb.
I'll buy it. You know, getting out of Minnesota was a godsend to him, reuniting with Tibbs over there with the Knicks. And Julius Randle, by the way, is having a good year for Minnesota. DiVincenzo, maybe not so much. Problem with New York, and by the way, their record's better than it was this year ago at this time. Some would say they're kind of a disappointment, even though they're near the top of the standings in the East. Defensively, they've scuffled. They've had teams kind of put them up against New York, and Tom Thibodeau is notorious for defensive prowess. Wouldn't it be nice if they reunited with Jimmy Butler, Thibodeau anyway, and Carl Anthony Towns? That'll go smoothly.
We'll go back
about
to
as smoothly as him trying to get out of Miami right now.
Yes. Back to the NFL here. Among the Chargers' many offseason needs, it's going to be addressing free agent pass rusher Khalil Mack. Now, to his credit, very durable player during his tenure with LA, only missed one game across three seasons, also accumulated 31 sacks across that span with a career-high 17 coming in 2023. Now, Chargers GM Joe Ortiz says they're very much interested in keeping him around, but as we all know, the cap space will have the final say there. Buy or sell, Vinny, Mack will be in a different uniform come week one, 2025.
How old is he?
A good question.
Because I think age is going to play a big factor.
He's 10 years in the league, right?
33.
Yeah.
33? That would be a maximum two-year deal. You know, kind of like a Van Noy type deal would be nice. I'll say he ends up somebody else.
Didn't he hit retirement, though, as you said? He's kind of...
He's toyed with it, but...
But he's playing good.
Yeah, 17 a year ago. I think six this year. He's durable, like I said. He's still on top of his game.
Okay.
All right, where was I? How about college football? Everyone very eager for Notre Dame and Ohio State on Monday night. That is everyone but SEC fans, because this is the second year in a row that the national championship will not feature a team from that powerhouse conference. This hasn't happened since 05 and 06, back-to-back years, without SEC representation. So for all this time, maybe rightfully so, the SEC has developed a superiority complex that can rub people the wrong way, mainly Big Ten fans who would probably like to dispute their claim as the top conference. Buy or sell, Bob, if Ohio State wins on Monday night, the Big Ten has to be considered better than the SEC moving forward.
Moving forward, I'll sell that for this year. Absolutely. Yeah, two teams in the Final Four. Indiana made it. I mean, Big
they
Ten.
They won it last year, the Big Ten.
Representing big time. But, hey, look, ESPN's been shoving the SEC down your throat because they're in bed with them. CBS had it for almost 30 years. And, yes, they were proud of it. But they didn't like, oh, my God, SEC. Paul Feinbaum's probably losing his mind because of all of this. For this year, yes. Long term, no. Never underestimate the LSUs, the Georgias, the Alabamas, et cetera, et cetera.
And our last topic here on the NFL, the Hall of Fame. Voting will be complete before the Super Bowl. The current group of 15 finalists needs to be whittled down to 10, then 7, and, of course, the final 5 that earn enshrinement. I want to talk about Eli Manning here. He'd been a debatable player about his Hall of Fame worthiness throughout his career because, well, let's be honest, the two Super Bowl rings, they speak for themselves, but unlike most multi-champion winners, his stats kind of pedestrian for most of his career. I don't know a Hall of Fame quarterback who threw more picks than touchdowns in a season, but Eli would fit that bill. Buy or sell, Vinny, Eli will be in the Hall of Fame, but not first ballot.
I'll buy it. Yeah, he's not first ballot. I question, you know, he may not get second, but he may take a while if he gets in.
But the two Super Bowls get him in?
Mm-hmm. But it,
I mean, Jim Plunkett won two Super Bowls. He's not in.
The one side, it seems so dismissive. How could you say he's not a Hall of Famer? He beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. And the one year, what? They were undefeated. Yeah. Their bid. So
one of the great. If they would have won that Super Bowl, to your point, Nolan, New England, mm-hmm. they'd be the best team in the history of football.
Yeah, no doubt.
So how do you weigh that against? Oh, I mean, he has volume stats, sure, but so does, you know, Matt Stafford has volume stats. Most quarterbacks these days have volume stats.
Like Kurt Warner's brilliance was condensed into what, 6 years? But he went to multiple Super Bowls, lost more than he won, but he won a couple of MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
So he was kind of this like Phoenix rising for a minute. Then he bottomed out, was riding a bench behind Eli with the Giants. And then went to Arizona, supplanted old Matt Leinart there. So
Eli ever win an MVP?
No.
His only individual accolades are Pro Bowl. No All-Pros.
If his name wasn't Manning, he probably wouldn't get in.
I agree.
Well, Billy Cundiff wouldn't have missed that field goal, and Lee Evans wouldn't have had that ball knocked out of his hands. He wouldn't have that second Super Bowl because the Ravens would have kicked their asses. But they did, and he did, and that's all that matters. It's Vinny at 81.05.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk more Bills, Ravens. Tim Graham covers Buffalo for The Athletic. Get Vinny's keys, get your phone calls. NFL lunch style, top of the hour. We'll do our picks, and then we'll break down stats and more phone calls. We got a lot to get to. It's a playoff Friday. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's Bobby Brown. Let's rock here on The Fan. Bills getting one at home, even though they're undefeated at home, including the playoffs, hammering the Broncos last week. Ravens, they're on a heater, winners of 5 in a row. Since the bye, and here to preview the game from a Bills perspective, he's with The Athletic. Let's welcome to the show, on the Window Nation guest hotline, Tim Graham. Tim, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. What is up?
Thanks for having me. Just sitting out in my car outside the Bills practice facility, staying warm, waiting for practice to end. No big whoop.
Now, Tim, we were talking earlier with Jonas Schaefer, local guy here from the Baltimore Banner, about this game and the pregame hype. And we know the particulars, the two MVP front runners at quarterback, two great running backs, you know, offensive lines competitive. Von Miller is a tenured guy that could wreak havoc, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is this going to be one of these rare occasions? And I used a boxing analogy. I mean, you promote it for 3 months, then the fight sucks. Is this going to be one of these matchups where the hype, the game will match the pregame hype here?
I can't envision it. I guess one team can get out ahead, similar to what happened at the end of September at M&T Stadium, although the teams were much different. know, teams are still learning who they are in September. And, you know, there are a lot of variants that we can look at, whether it be personnel-wise, the location of the game, the weather, just the fact that both teams are better by virtue of having put in the work over the past few months. I just can't envision it. And now it's also tough, though, to envision Steelers-Ravens being a dud game at any point, just because we have the history, we have the mental highlight reel that we go through. But and maybe unless you're a Ravens fan, you could probably picture what was going to happen. But I think the world still expected the Steelers to do something because that's what happens when the Steelers play the Ravens. Well, I think when two great quarterbacks go up against each other like this, and the teams just seem to have been on a bit of a collision course. And here in Buffalo, we are constantly talking about how the Bills are, whatever the Bills are doing to make themselves competitive with the Chiefs. How can they get over the hump with the Chiefs? But I think as the season went on, we learned that the Chiefs maybe weren't all that, that maybe they'd receded a little bit, and that I think that the Bills and the Ravens moved to the fore. And there are a lot of people talking about this being the best matchup of the AFC side of the bracket, and maybe should be the AFC Championship game, or it would be better if it happened next week. But here we are a week early with a couple of heavyweights.
Tim, what are the Bills going to do, in your opinion, when they put Jones, the other offensive tackle, out there? They have six dudes over 300 pounds, then they have a fullback over 300 pounds. What are the Bills going to do? How are they going to – my big thing is what are they going to do to stop the run?
Well, that's a great question. And they are better, and the personnel, and I'm sure that it's been discussed on your airwaves for the past few days. They didn't have either of their
Milano
linebackers.
Yeah.
Milano and Bernard were both out. Taron Johnson, who's their nickelback, which sounds, you know, you might go, but he is one of the best tacklers on the team for his size, especially. These guys are fearless. Taylor Rapp got hurt trying to tackle Derrick Henry, mind you, in that first game. So they were pretty thin on defense. I will say this, though. It's hard to – there's a 25-point deficit the Bills are going to have to make up. And I know that I said there are a lot of things going on, and the Bills are at home. There are a lot of differences. I do see it hard for the Bills to be able to make up 25 points on a team that also has gotten better. You know, the Ravens are healthy. The Ravens have been doing a lot of things and tweaking along the way, and with what they've done on defense. And like you say, when you introduce this segment out, what a heater that they're on. But yeah, that's the problem. And, you know, I hate to say it, and I'm not saying this flippantly. The Bills are fearless tacklers, but they're also undersized on the defense by design. That's how Sean McDermott likes them. He likes them to shoot the gaps. He likes them to have more mobility and to be able to cover more. That's why they also play a base nickel defense. They're more about stopping the pass than stopping the run. But the point I make about these fearless tacklers, you also see, as somebody who covers the Bills on a game-to-game basis, a lot of neck injuries, a lot of stingers, a lot of head injuries, guys coming off the field for concussion protocol. And I'm not saying that guys are going to be dropping on Sunday, but these guys are going to go – they're not going to be afraid of Derrick Henry. That doesn't mean necessarily that they don't get trampled. The Bills are going to be tested, but they're going to show up to play. And that's why I think we could be looking at, you know, hard-hitting old-school football. And, you know, maybe the Bills, even if they were to win the game, might leave shorthanded for the AFC Championship game.
Hey, Tim, how many shots does Josh Allen take at Brandon Stevens?
43. I don't know.
I would.
they really distribute the ball in such an even-handed way across. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to be looking for him. But the Bills have another player that wasn't there in week four, Amari Cooper, now with the Bills. And Curtis Samuel wasn't really playing involved much, and he's coming off the best game of the season in the first round against the Broncos. So, yeah, there's a lot of what ifs, and I know that I'm not providing any hardcore answers here or insight, but it's because there are so many what ifs that it's hard to really predict exactly what we're going to see. I think that we know more about what the Ravens are going to do. I mean, you watch them on a week-to-week basis, as I have, and it seems as though, you know, you watch the game and you think, of course, you know, of course, this is what dominance looks like. It's balanced and it's dominant. Whereas the Bills, the cast of characters or the star of the week could be anybody. And obviously, it's Josh Allen, but whoever's getting the ball, you know, maybe it's James Cook. You know, yes, he had 16 rushing touchdowns this year, but Ty Johnson, some people consider him one of the unsung heroes, and he's a, you know, the third down back. He's had massive games, including he was instrumental in the Bills going to Detroit and winning at Ford Field. Like I mentioned, Curtis Samuel, the tight ends, they have two really good tight ends who have not done a lot this year, but on any given day, that's the thing about the Bills, where it's just a lot to cover. It's a lot to deal with. Whereas the Ravens have greatness in the two positions. And then of course, you know, Mark Andrews, and I want to discount it, but it is though there's more of a roulette feeling with the Bills offense, I think, that what you have with Baltimore.
Tim Graham covers the Bills and the NFL, obviously, for The Athletic. By the way, Ty Johnson, friend of the show, University of Maryland Terrapin, out of Cumberland, Maryland. All right, Tim, this is it. Trash bag time. Who's stuffing them on Monday, and who's moving on to Kansas City, or maybe Houston, hosting the Houston Texans?
So I do a pregame show here with the local CBS affiliate, and there's seven of us that we predict the game. And probably shouldn't happen this way, but we're in a group, you know, group email, as we all send in our, you know, key to the game and our player to watch, and we all do our predictions. Well, I got in a little late this week, and I noticed that everybody was picking the Bills. And I think, I don't know what my prediction would be in objectively, but I'm the only guy. I said, somebody's got to go with the Ravens. I mean, this game's not a blowout. We can't be homers here, folks. And so I'm going Ravens. So if I'm going to say it on the air in Buffalo on Sunday, I'll say it on the air in Baltimore on Friday. I say I'm going to have to stick with it. I think I don't think it's not a landslide. No way, no how. So if I'm the only guy picking the Ravens in Buffalo, so be it.
Smart man, Tim Graham. By the way, Buffalo wings prior to a crab cake, that's a delicious dinner, which, quite frankly, I might be enjoying tonight. Tim, we appreciate it. Have fun with the game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you down the road at some point, I'm sure.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Tim.
There's Tim Graham. Keeping it real, Nolan. He's picking the Bills. Only person so far
to
do so.
No, he picked the Ravens.
Oh, the Ravens, rather. Only person so far to do so.
Hey, that's why we got him as a guest. That's right. Knew he was smart.
They're drinking the blue Kool-Aid up there.
That's right. When we come back, Vinny's keys to victory. How do the Ravens get the win? I mean, they are the favorites in the game. Technically, the Bills would be the one pulling the upset. We'll take your phone calls, top of the hour, NFL lunch. We'll do our picks for the divisional round coming up around 1:15. Vinny's stat breakdown and more of your calls. 410-583-1057. Featured artist Friday, it's Bobby Brown. It's playoff football time. Ravens trying to get to the AFC Championship game for the second consecutive year.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient, we're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ravens at Buffalo, Sunday, 6:30. Ravens 1-point favorites. Don't forget, we'll be at Bingo World coming up on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Starting the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show. Brought to you by Rice Law. It's a rematch from the game played in September where the Ravens won handily. How do the Ravens make it two in a row over the Bills? This one, much more important. Trip to the AFC Championship game on the line. Keys.
I got a lot of keys this week, Bob. Number one key is Brandon Stevens. And my key is that we're not talking Monday about him negatively. It's funny because at one point, Bob, we were getting a ton of calls about Tucker, Tucker, Tucker. Now it's a lot of calls about Stevens, 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 you know, and it's every week. And we talk about him every week where can't find a ball. I mean, last week against Pittsburgh, can't find a ball. Cleveland, couldn't find a ball. You know, he gives up big plays. And in these types of games, you can't do it. You can't allow it. So that's my number one key is Brandon Stevens, you know, defense, because nothing else, Bob, everything else defensively, they're playing excellent, excellent. Stevens scares the heck out of me. Number two, K keep Josh Allen in the pocket. Limit his running under 30 yards. Last time he had 21. And keep him from rolling right. We've talked about it all week long. He likes to roll right. He's a right-handed quarterback. He can make the throws coming from the right. Keep him inside. And how do you do that? You get pressure from the inside, the number one thing. And I think they can. I think Travis Jones can. Travis Jones did an awesome job week four. Awesome job. And then Matabike is playing really good right now. But Owe and Van Ooy, they got to keep him contained. Make him go back up inside. That's what happened week four. But then you got those two big dudes coming, and he's got nowhere to go. And that's what you got to do. You got to kind of keep him surrounded. Keep him corralled. Number three, under 90 yards rushing for them. D-line people, keep them off the linebackers. Keep they're not that athletic, the old line for the Bills. Keep them off the linebacker. Let Roquan run. Let Roquan run and make plays. He'll make a bunch of plays in this game. But if they can keep Cook under 90 yards and Josh Allen, they keep the combination of the two under 90 yards, and you make them, okay, you got to beat us throwing. That would be an ideal situation. Number four, Lamar be the best quarterback on the field. I mean, if we had one key and Lamar's the best quarterback on the field, feel pretty good about the victory.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's going to be – and I really like where Lamar's at. I love the play. Lamar's coming off a great game. Seems calm, cool. He was laughing, joking during the game. I mean, you could hear it on Hard Knocks. He was having fun. And it seems like he's not tense or anything in his interviews. Even Harbs is relaxed. Next one, handle the crowd noise. It's going to be loud. Like you said or somebody said, they've been drinking all day long, those crazy people up there in Buffalo.
I'm drinking now.
Yeah. And it's going to – they played in a loud state. Pittsburgh's loud. I mean, you know, so it's – they've been there and done that before. Just handle it. Best way to handle it, run the ball, get ahead. Number six, over 180 yards rushing. O-line must be the most physical group on the field Sunday night. The O-line has got to be the most physical. And the other thing about getting over 180 yards rushing, you got to win on first down. You can't be second and 10, second and 15. You got to be second and 6, third and 2. That's what you got to do. You got to just continue to make plays on first down. The next one is, and this is a big one, less than 5 penalties and no turnovers. We had the same thing last week, and they did it. They got that. And if they do that, they're going to be in good shape. Because if they're in double-digit penalties again and have a turnover, what are they doing? They're beating themselves. And we've seen them do that before. Just limit the penalties. No dumb penalties. No false starts. You know, and like Harbs tells the old lineman, you know, if the guy gets away from you, let him go. Keep your hands in tight. Tight hands. And then defensively, they don't call upon a ton of PIs this group, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Especially late in games.
Yeah, they're going to let the teams play. So that's...
Carl Sheppers,
that's
to
a good
remind you.
And then the next one is, be the best special teams. And that's a couple things. You know, that's the kickers. Both kickers have been suspect at times this year. I would think Tucker's probably been lately more consistent than their kicker has been. And the returns. I mean, we've been talking about it all week. Who should return? You know, who do we want? Do we want Sims? Do we want Wallace back? You know, Hardy. Is Hardy coming back? Just catch a damn ball and don't catch it inside the 10. That's all I ask. And then the last one. Munkin and Orr got to outcoach the Bills. And I thought in week four, I thought Todd did. I thought Munkin outcoached him. I mean, with the passes to the backs and stuff and the blocking schemes and the motions. And so I'll be anxious to see what Todd has got in store this week. But Todd's going to have some new stuff in there and some things to do. And, you know, what's Todd going to do, Bob, if they put 3 linebackers in there? You know, what's his reaction to that? So, Todd's going to do some good things, I feel. Zach Orr? What's Zach going to do to protect? If they're going after Stevens, what's he doing to protect him? Is he moving him inside? You know, and putting Tre'Davious White, who's a former Bill, out there? That'll be interesting to see. But those are my nine keys. But, you know, if you picked one, what would you rather have? Lamar be the best quarterback on the field or less than five penalties, no turnovers? Which one is more of the guarantee?
I go that one.
The less than five penalties, yeah. No turnovers.
And keep in mind, and you'll do the stats bottom of the hour, right now Buffalo, number one. Turnover differential,
yep,
plus 24.
Yep.
And by the way, talk about Orr and Todd Monken, OC for Buffalo, Joe Brady. Bobby Babich is the defensive coordinator.
And Brady's interviewing tonight with the Saints.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, hang tight. You're going to join us for NFL lunch. You want to get in? Now's your chance. 410-583-1057. We've got picks coming up. It's per booze. What else? Everything's for money and alcohol, man. So hopefully we're drinking for free right now, Vinny, again. Or is it Nolan? I can't remember. We'll do our picks update coming up at 1:15. And then Vinny, stat breakdown, more phone calls coming up at 1:30. Ravens, 1-point favorites at Buffalo. Will Zay Flowers be there? There's another intriguing subplot.